from the totally frivolous now to the rather gritty. Among the various countries I visited, Morocco stands out in my memory as having been the most unfriendly. I've never been any place where the people were so openly and immediately hostile toward you for the crime of being a foreigner. Not even in Vietnam, where we were actively engaged in turning their country into a dioxin-tainted ash heap. I'm sure there are many good and gracious Moroccans, and in fact I've met some in America and Spain and England. Maybe in Morocco there's a law requiring that sort of person to stay indoors when foreigners are around. At any rate, it's a natural setting for a story, since the essence of story is trouble. They give you plenty of that, from the first body search on entering the country to the last bribe you have to pay to get out. I started to write this as a horror story, but partway through decided that wasn't necessary. There was plenty of weirdness and trouble without invoking the supernatural. Besides, I was going to the Iowa Writers' Workshop at the time and craved legitimacy. If I could place a story in the Atlantic or Harper's, they would have to admit I was a real author, not just a token invader from the outer space of commercial writing. After about a year of collecting rejection letters from all the finest places, my agent suggested I pursue the original plan and put the horror back in. He even offered to buy the story for his anthology Dark Forces, Viking, 1980. Suitably chastised by the mainstream microcosm, I slunk back to my typewriter and expanded the story to include a dark force indeed.